San Jose resident Patricia Dowd was in good health when she came down sick in early February. The 57-year-old woman worked as a manager at a semiconductor company and loved to travel abroad. On February 6th, Dowd died of COVID-19. Santa Clara County Health Director Dr. Sarah Cody says the Center for Disease Control has confirmed that three Bay Area residents died of COVID-19 in February and early March, weeks before the first confirmed death in the U.S.
Last night we announced three deaths from COVID-19 that prior were unknown to us. Two of these individuals died in early February, and one died in early March, and all three occurred before what we had thought was our first death on March 9th. What these deaths tell us is that we had community transmission, probably to a significant degree, far earlier than we had known. And that indicates that the virus was probably introduced and circulating in our community again far earlier than we had known.
A 69-year-old man died of the virus on February 17th, and a 70-year-old man died of it on March 6th. All three had not gone on any recent international trips, and Cody says they likely contracted the virus in the community. The two February deaths predate the first recorded case of community transmission of the coronavirus. Cody says that early coronavirus testing criteria hampered the ability of health officials to detect community transmission.
When we identified our first travel-associated cases in late January, we had a very narrow case definition. We were only looking among people who had traveled, and we had been wondering, how will we detect community transmission if we're not testing people who haven't traveled? And I think this answers the question in that we didn't detect community transmission. We know that each of these deaths, they're really like iceberg tips. So with three of them, that tells us that there must have been, a somewhat significant degree of community transmission.
These early coronavirus deaths raise questions about how long the virus has been circulating in the community undetected. The deaths show that the virus was likely circulating in Northern California in January. Governor Gavin Newsom says California will begin to test people who died in late 2019 and afterwards for the coronavirus retroactively.
Well, we've actually directed beyond just Santa Clara, go back as far as December to request coroner's autopsy to dig even deeper. So we are very pleased with the work that was done in Santa Clara County to make public that information and know that we are doing the same across the state and other counties as well to ultimately help guide a deeper understanding of when this pandemic really started to impact Californians directly.
Newsom says that more than 465,000 people have been tested for the coronavirus in California. More than 35,000 have tested positive. He said the state would like to increase testing to 60,000 to 80,000 people per day. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Kate Ida.